The U.S. State Treasury Department sanctioned Alfred Futuyo Karaba, Governor of Western Equatorial State, and Major General James Nando, a member of the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, for allegedly abusing their political and military powers by carrying out acts of sexual violence against citizens. Alex Daniel Digi is the press secretary in the office of the Governor of Western Equatorial State. Digi says the governor is shocked by the news of the sanctions.
I or the governor cannot accept or reject the report which they released based on the fact that South Sudan, the Republic of South Sudan, was in crisis from 2013, December, to 2018. Of course, any of the crimes that they stated is likely to happen or it might have happened during this period. So has a commander or has somebody, a leader of the armed forces or the soldiers in Western Equatoria, the governor, who is the governor now, Lieutenant General Alfred Futuyo Karaba, in his movement since 2023 up to the time when he was appointed as a governor, he has never commanded someone to go and rape or to go and kill a civilian or to go and loot a civilian.
The Treasury Department says the crimes committed by the two leaders include cases of abduction and rape which happened under their individual's watch. Digi says the soldiers who might have committed such crimes acted on their own and should be held responsible since they were not sent by the governor.
If there are people or there are evidence collected by the department, the U.S. Department of the Treasury, they are supposed to release for us, more especially the names of the soldiers who might have participated in those crimes that they mentioned, so that we can be able to track those soldiers and make sure they are released to go and face the law.
The Commissioner of Koch and Mayendit counties in Unity State were sanctioned by the British government for their alleged role in conflict-related sexual violence. The Treasury also sanctioned two other members of Islamic State in Syria, leaders Arkan Ahmad, also known as Abbas al-Matuti, and Nawaf Ahmad al-Wan al-Rashidi, for allegedly committing sexual violence against Yazidis and their responsibility over the abduction and enslavement of women and girls. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.